Assurance is something that we all struggle with from time to time. Some of us more than others. How do I know that I belong to God? Because it's one thing for us to say that God saves sinners. And it's one thing for us to say that Jesus died to take away sins. But how do I know that he saves me? How do I know that Jesus died for me? And Christians, this is not just a hypothetical or a rhetorical question either. My assurance affects my confidence towards God. If I am not assured that God saves me, then how can I come to him confidently? If I am not assured that Jesus died for me, then how can I confidently call on him in prayer? I need to know that I actually belong to God. I need to be assured that this is the truth. And John, in our epistle reading for today, answers this very question. And he tells us that there are two reasons why we can have assurance. Two reasons why we have confidence before God. And the first of these reasons appears right away in our first verse, in verse 19, when he says, "By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him." But notice how he says at the beginning of that verse, "by this." He's pointing back to what he just said. So what does he say in the previous verse, in verse 18? "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." So true Christian love, then, is not something that is just talk. It's not enough to just say that we are Christians. We also live as Christians. And if we say that we love God, but don't actually walk in his way, then we don't actually belong to him. Because being a Christian, being a child of God, is something that can actually be seen. We can see it in what we do. We love in deed and in truth. So John tells us then that we can know that we are of the truth because we walk in the truth. In other words, one reason for our assurance is because we live as Christians. When we do what God wants us to do, we know that we belong to him. And those who don't walk in the ways of God, those who don't even act like Christians, are not of God. When we walk in his ways, this is one sign that we belong to him. Now, I understand that this may make us uncomfortable. We might want to ask, well, why would I want to look to myself? Why should what I do have anything to do with my assurance before God? And I get why we would feel this way. I mean, we rightly say salvation comes only from God. It's not what we do that makes God love us, and we will not work our way into heaven. We know this to be true. But that's not what John is talking about here. He's not talking about how we are saved, but rather how we know that we are saved. Those are actually two very different things. Because it's not, how did God save me? God saves me through Jesus Christ without me. But rather, how do I know that God saved me? How do I know that God did all of this for me in particular, for me individually? And one way that we know, John says, is through what we do. We can see God at work within us. Besides, consider what Jesus himself says, Christians. He says in Matthew chapter 7, "Every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit." Jesus, of course, is talking about false prophets there, but what he says applies to everyone. You will know them by their fruits. Because we know an apple tree is an apple tree because it bears apples. We know that a crab tree is a crab apple tree because it bears crab apples. A tree bears according to what kind of tree it is. That's how we know its nature. And so it is also with us Christians. We know who we are by the things that we do. Our fruits bear witness to who we are. And if I am walking in the truth, my fruits will point to that. If I am of God, then it will be able to be seen. And it's not just because I say that I'm a Christian, but because I actually am one. Keeping God's commandments is one way that we can know that we belong to Him. But of course, I know we still struggle with that. And for a very good reason. Because what if I feel inadequate? What if it seems like what I do doesn't measure up? Does that mean that I have no assurance? My heart, my conscience condemns me. My fruits seem to be lacking. What does that mean for me? And when I look at the things that I'm doing and I consider them, well, I can see how they just don't measure up to what God would have us do. God tells us to love our brother. And yet I still struggle with anger. God tells us to walk in purity. And yet I constantly have impure thoughts. God tells us to turn away from evil, and yet we frequently fall right back in. And even in those things that I think I'm doing better on, even in those things that I find it easier to keep, I look at those too and I see how they don't measure up. Everything that I do is shot through with sin. Does all of this mean then that I can have no assurance? Does all of this mean that I don't belong to God? How do I know that I belong to Him when my own heart condemns me? That brings us to the other side of assurance. John goes on to say in verse 20, "For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. And He knows everything." Whenever our heart condemns us, whenever we feel like we just don't measure up, whenever we feel like we can't come to God because our sins are just too great, even then, John says, we should not hesitate to come to Him. Even then, we should still run to God, because God is greater than our hearts, and God knows everything. God knows us better than we know ourselves. We can become so fixated on our own failings, we can become so focused on our own thoughts, that we lead ourselves away from the mercy of God. But God is greater, Christians. God Himself gives us the assurance that we need, putting the Holy Spirit Himself within us to help us pray in our weakness, so that we, sinners though we are, can still approach His throne of mercy and know that we will find there a Father willing to forgive us. Our sins may be great, but our God is greater still. Of course, Christians, you might think that what I'm telling you is that maybe we shouldn't listen to our hearts, that I should just ignore my feelings and turn towards God regardless of how I feel in the moment, that what God says is true despite what I feel. And that is one way of looking at it. You could put it that way. But you could also say that I should not let my feelings keep me away from God. I should never let my own condemnation stand in the way of me coming to the mercy of God. That I somehow think that I'm not worthy of his forgiveness or that I do not deserve his love. Let me put it this way. In those moments when we are struggling the most, we should use those feelings to drive us to God, to use them rather than ignore them. Because often we can't ignore them. Often trying to ignore them just makes them hang on to us all the more. So instead of pretending that they're not there, use them for good. Instead of wallowing in myself and in self-pity, turn instead to the Lord who has given himself for me. So that all my feelings of inadequacy, all my feelings of failure will lead me to seek God all the more, knowing that he will forgive me in Jesus Christ, his Son, just as he has promised to do. So how do I know that God saves me? How do I know that Jesus died for me? On the human side of things, it is because I belong to the truth. God has made me a new creation, and I walk in that truth. I'm bearing fruits that can be seen in what I do and think and say. But even in those moments when my heart still condemns me, even in those moments when I feel my own corruption, I can still know that I am of the truth because of the divine side of things. That God is greater than my heart. And God is a loving Father who has given me his only Son. So that no matter what situation I find myself in, Christians, I can know that I belong to God. Therefore, turn to God. Call on him confidently in prayer. Trust in his promises. You are not too sinful to be forgiven. God's mercy has not run out for you. He is your loving Father who always hears you. And he is a merciful God who is always ready to forgive. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, who has given your only Son to die, not just for the sins of others, but also for me, help us to always turn to your never-failing mercy and to call on you in true faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.